Shir Vav in Kedushin by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Zayin Cheshvan Hetoshim Mem Hei, November 12, 1984, on Monday.
What I said on Rashi, because that's very important.
Okay.
The question is against Rashi, when the Lord says, "Mal Keset Shem Bibi Yehidish Meis Hashemim, Ima Shtar Shem Bibi Yehidish Meis Hashemim." So Rashi explains Ima Shtar. That if the Pide, so no, the promise of no to be is there, so the Hekdesh is not Yeitze, the whole. That's not Shtar. We are considering Shtar by Yush, what it means. The promise of no, if the Nisha is the Bidesh is the promise of no, then it's an Ispah of Kesef. Whether she is the Bidesh or not the Bidesh, he's stolen Machlekes, Ayuret, and the Rajbot. But only an Ispah of Kesef. Shtar means that he writes on a piece of paper, Ariyat Gideshis. So when the Gemara says here, Tema Bishtar, she didn't have a desh, so it has to be similar to the Shtar of Dush. So this is how the Rashi explains it. What Rashi says, Tema Bishtar, she didn't have a desh, means the promise of no. That's not analogous, that's not similar to Shtar of Dush. That might be Kesef if a Nisha can be Miskadeshes through the promise of no. That's a Machlekes. The Raibe, then the Rashba. Alright. The two Ishimas in place. So we said that of course it goes without saying that when the Gemara says, Tema Shtashim, Tema Yehavish, Maisa Shendi, it means that the Kekesh cannot be Yitzel Pikin, cannot be Yitzel Pikin to the king in Shtar by the paper, writing on a piece of paper to the Gizbert, writing, executing the Shtar to the Gizbert. Havei, Hahekesh Pod, Hahekesh, but why does Rashi say, in Kosa to Gizbert Shtar, no Pikin, Hekesh? Because there is an additional Hekesh between Hekesh. That Hekesh will probably. In other words, Dusha Sekdesh cannot be Poka unless there is something that replaces it. So if the Pidin and Deishas takes effect through Kesef, so then the Kesef that is paid there replaces the heretofore Hekdesh. In other words, this is a Hekdesh of Hekdesh. This is a Hekdesh of Hekdesh. In other words, and then I was magdish, this chayvetz vehekdesh. Then I want to be paid it. So I take another chayvetz, and I say that ze tachazeh, ze podo amzeh. So the hekdesh is poka from the year before chayvetz or hekdesh, and it's how a new chayvetz. Now, assuming that hekdesh is yetzet, you knew that you start. So then, he has to write the Shah to the Gizbeah that the Hekdesh and Hekdesh Pod. But Hekdesh, there is another Aluch. Hekdesh will Poka Gerti. In order that the Kedusha should be Poka, so something else must be placed. So that's why Rashi requires, in addition to the Shah, Kinyan of Harei, so he has to write the promise of no. So the question is this, if he has to write a promise of no to the Gizbar anyway, because there's an additional of Hekdesh in Poka Berdi, that the Dusha of Hekdesh cannot be Poka unless there is some other Hekdesh, that something else that replaces it. So maybe why do we have to resort to the Shtar? To the Shtarpiyah, So we have to say that Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Rashi that his Chayves cannot serve as Kesefim. So in other words, in order to be Yetzi, so that it has to be through Kesef, so it has to serve as Kesefim. And that's the Mishnah in Yudushin that suppress Rishus HaGavriya B'Kesef. So the king in Kesef, by Hedvesh, there is no king in Kesef. Only king in Kesef. So the king in Kesef. So Mele, you. So just as the Rashba says, so Rashi agrees with the sheet of the Rashba, that king in Kesef cannot take effect through his chayus. Shtachim lachim, yes, because he's makne shiburi. Mashayim is chayus, he is not makne. In order to take effect as chesed kinyan, you have to be makne, so you have to transfer a title to a certain chesed, whether it's tangible chesed, like in Avdeya, in Tapas, or intangible chesed, like shiburi, shtachim lachim. If you transfer the promissory note of somebody else, in other words, if Ruben borrowed $100 from Shimon, gave him the promissory note to Shimon, and then Shimon transfers that promissory note to Leah and his publisher, then Shimon blesses, because he's marked the Shimon, intangible kesef, indebtedness, Mashayim came. When he creates his chayus, then he's not makne kesef. He has to give kesef the teras kinyan. So it's not only a aloche in Yudushin. It's a aloche, the Rashba says, he cannot make a kalke with his chayus. And the is not yetze through his chayus. He's not yetze the chayus through his chayus, the Rashba says. In other words, his chayus cannot serve as kesef kinyan. So mele, that's the reason as to why the hekdesh could not be yetze lechum just to his chayus, to the promissory note. But so how if shtar could be paid hekdeshes, so then it would be yetze lechum through a shtar kinyan. Is shtar kinyan of shtar kinyan? I had this problem. But then he would have to write the promissory note in addition, because hegdesh is lipoka. Because hegdesh is lipoka b'di. So it has to replace something else. Now, the question is this: if Rashi Shiti is like the Rashba, that is chayus, cannot serve as kesef kinyan, so how can his chayus replace the heretofore chedesh hegdesh? Moreshah, if it cannot serve as kesef kinyan, it cannot replace the heretofore chedesh hegdesh either. So on that I want to mention a certain machlokes between the smile and the tas nowadays. The Avnei Lulim discusses that machlokes in Siman Chof Ches, in Siman Chof Ches, a great one. The machlokes between the smal and the taz, I think, is in Siman Kuf Tzadik Ches of Hashish. Now, kalki is nikkei b'kesef. So the question is, what kind of kesef is king the kalki? Is it kesef peroe or is it kesef kinyan? So the Sma says that it's kesef peroe. It's kesef peroe. In other words, why is kalki the king kesef? Because let's say if you sell a piece of kalki, let's say, for 1,000 euros, so melee is kinyan. He is kinyan the kalki. He's king of the kalke because he paid the purchase price for the kalke. So he's king of the purchase price for the kalke. So it's kesef peroe. The Taz says no, not because of kesef peroe. The Taz says, after all, we learn out, kirchem is the ephraim. Kirchem is the ephraim, the initiates between kesef. Can you say that the dinar you give, I mean the kabas, you give the isha, so that's the purchase price for the isha. The isha is the purchase price. It's not child accident. It's Hezekiah. In other words, you give a protein, Bikira's Bushi, so she becomes Bikadesh. So, and we learn it out from Karke, so by Karke it's also different. By Karke it's also different. Now, Karke Mulin says something very strange. You cannot be realistic. I don't know even how to explain that. I mean, that's one of the things. I mean, it's interesting. He says, in regard to the task Kashe against the Sma, how can the Sma say that Karke is sanctioned in Kesef? Through Kesef Roye, because if you buy a piece of land for $1,000 and you give him $1,000, so you acquire title in the piece of land because you pay the price of it. You pay the price of it, value of it. You pay the purchase price of it. You pay the purchase price of it. Now, you can ask a very simple question in this mind. So then you should follow according to this mind. That if you buy a piece of land for $1,000, so you should only be able to acquire title. To acquire title in the piece of land if you pay the whole $1,000. But it's important for precious. That you can acquire a title if you do just the Pute, even though the purchase price is $1,000. So the Sma says, Eimachaname, you have to pay the whole $1,000. But the Gemara says, if you give just one Pute, so you acquire a title in the piece of land. So the Ta says, that means you, let's say, the price is $1,000 on the piece of land. And then you give one okay, money, and then you say, as if you do it, and you are beside yourself to pay the $999.99. So you are beside yourself to pay the dollars. So that's considered as if you pay the whole $1,000. The whole $1,000. As if you pay the whole $1,000. I'm assuming that the pen is in Kenya. I'm just assuming that. So, in other words, so Eimachaname, so according to the Sma, that the Kesef, in our case, Kesef Peroyim, so if the Kesef Peroyim is $1,000, so you have to pay $1,000. But the Gemara says, you only have to give it to the debt. So the Sma says, you have to give only a pute, and the rest, you are taking the milver. You are beside yourself. So that means that you already paid the $1,000. Suppose the purchase price is the pute, so then you just take the pute. You don't have to be taking, you don't have to be taking the milver, but if the purchase price, the value of the piece of land is $1,000, so then you give $1,000. So let's say, so you give one zoos, and you are taking the 999 zoos, right? So that's the shite of this one. And the task is, I think it's a similar question. Anyway, I believe, discusses different ways between smart and the task. So the Taz is the Kashi against the Sma. How can the Sma say such a thing? The Karaki is different because he paid the purchase price. After all, Dushi is takes effect to catch it because Kirchhoff is elected. So it's the same aloha. But Dushi couldn't say that if you give a Tabas to the Isha, so the Tabas, that's the purchase price of the Isha, does the Isha have the purchase price? What is it? She has a piece of merchandise. She has a purchase price. And surprisingly and curiously, that Louis says nothing more than he says, Eimachaname, and by pushing it also, Kesef Roye. I mean, this is something I can't understand. I can't explain it. I don't know. I don't know what that Louis meant. I mean, how does the child say Kesef Roye for an issue? I mean, Ibrahim has no dog. So you cannot buy Ibrahim. But But when the Kaddish initials and Tzikiyah initials, they're not buying her. It's not your property. A wife is not a property of the husband. He has a key and Nisai. He has certain scorching. All right. So the wife also has scorching. Certain shibutim. But he doesn't have a monetary title in the woman. He has a key and Nisai in the woman. So how does the child have to say this in the woman? Anyway, this is what I'm doing. Not that I understand it, but I have to say what I'm doing. So, what is the balance? I think there's a better balance. In other words, whenever the Gemara learns out a certain office, one thing from the other, it doesn't mean that it has to be managed the same. It doesn't mean that it has to be managed, that it has to be managed the same. See how it puts it? But by Kalkin, it has a toy, and by Bushin, it has a kinyan. I mean, that's a better balance. That's about it. Anyway, so there is a machlokes between the Zman, the Taf, whether the Kesef that is king of Karake is Kesef Roe or it's Kesef King. Now, I think that the machlokes between the Ayret and the Ashbo as to whether the Anisha can be Kodeshes. An Isha can be Kodeshes through his Chayves. The Chayves says yes, and the Rashbo says no. He says the Rashbo, Rosh of the Rashbo is, it's different than Shtachim Dachim. Because Shtachim Dachim, so the vowel is Makne, the Shigudim, that the Chay, that the Shimon is Makne to Leah, to the Isha, the resolution, the Shigudim, that Reuben knows it. Mashiach came when he is mishayim himself to the Isha, Hamid Jews, so it's a different thing. He is not machnei kesef. And the Rashbo says the same thing in regard to Kaar. So I think that the Rashbo shiti is like the Taz. The Sinek of Tzadikes. That Kaar came is not in kesef, so it's on the basis of kesef kinyan. Not on the basis of Kesef Teroy. And even if the Teroy, the purchase price is 1,000 zoos, he doesn't have to be seeking new for the rest. So I mean, he just can give and put it, and the kin will take place in the put it, and then he has to pay $999.99. It turns to oil chay. That's all. So the Rashbo shiti is like the Taz. The melee, and the Rashbo shiti is that his chayvus cannot serve as a kinyan. Because in order to serve as a kinyan, you have to be makhleh. Not that you have to be makhleh, tangible kesef. You don't have to be makhleh back to coin or in a bath. You can be makhleh. And deafness also, you know, Mishtachim Dachim. But his highness of his own, you're not matching. You're just creating his highness. You're just supplying a certain obligation to the woman. You're not matching there in the end.
Right.
Yes?
Then according to his body, he's professional or not. And he agrees he's not matching anything, sir.
Why did he go to
the law? He didn't know his highness should be matching.
And then read
the
right. I don't think right. At this moment, I don't know what I'm pushing.
I mean,
the right. No, so the right is that giving his highest, creating his highest, and also serving his people. Doesn't make any difference whether it's Machne or he gives her his highest. He means a Kami is providing her with his highest, with the deafness. So it's like being Machne. That the Rash was Kiddush. As a matter of fact, in the Sugya that Ches of Hamekadish in Mone, Liach Mashkin or in Kiddushes, Mone in Kam, Mashkin in Kam, so in that instance, the Atul Shemes, the Shita of Chaim Kain in Shema of Mekam, she turned to them more. Oh, Ches, last line. مقام با مهم هستی very basic mathematics even though we haven't reached the super of money income, master income but what is it doing? اما با مهم هستی اما با is actually the money یعنی اخو مشکل نوله و این بلشه money income, master income so according to the rabbi according to the rabbi if let's say the husband the man will say to the woman now listen give me a handkerchief and in exchange for that incision give him the handkerchief and then he says in exchange for that handkerchief I will misguide myself I obligate myself to pay you $100 within the next 30 days now, and I want you to do the dashes to me with that obligation with that disguise so that you'll do the dashes that's not the chlip means that he gives her the handkerchief and he's mikavish her with the handkerchief. So that's the good thing he does. He issues her as a chlip in the chlip. But here, when the chlip in the sugar is only used to create his highness, mikai kodobo, and he's mikavish her not from the sugar, is becoming her with his highness, then she is with the dashes. And the reason is why he's because the giving of security does not create his highness. But if he will create his highness for Kiyam Suda, then she will be with the dashes. And the Rashbor says, no. If a person will be misguided himself, to give another person a hamidus, and but he will not use kinyan suda. He will just give her a golden. He'll give that other person. I'm not talking now about Dushan. So about creating his highness, he'll give the other person a watch, a security for his obligation. So then it will create his highness. It will create his highness. But why is it in dashes? Because through his highness, he cannot be mikdash. Now look into the pages. Money income, mashkin income. The first line. They need the possessions of the people, each of the people to Kesset. They are Kesset, they need the enemy. They need the Kesset. She is a mashkin, that is a Kesset. Kibbe, she will be sure of your emission. Bye-bye. You know my word is catching the mashkin, say. Bye, mashkin, they shall all catch the possessions. Buch mir chen, אימו מעמודו מינו חבר, אתם הולכנו לדמטונית, להיות מסחר אותה קצת, והניח לי משקן עולה, וכל ההמונות המשיך את המשקן. אנחנו רואים לו, I drive it, because the giving of security does not create his highness. They will call it דמטונו לדושן. So in other words, the first question takes this is like the idol. The חיים כן בשם רמתם לי, שאימו מעמודו מחבר, אתם הולכנו לדמטונית, ואילך משקין אור, כבר כזו היא המשקין, כשאתו לך המונה, יורס ברה יוכל להקין המשקין, עד שביתו לי המונה. In other words, that the giving of security does create his highness. But she's not privileged because I give it away, that's, so Avotam Shite is like the Rashi. So you have the same two Shites you have today. The first question thesis is like the Rashi, and Avraham, Bishim Avraham is like the Rashi. And the Rashi said in so many words that just as his highness cannot affect Dushan, he cannot affect Kinyan Karka either. Or the Kinyan will not be able to Heos through his highness. Through Shtachel, the Heos, yes, but through his highness, not. So the Rashi Shite is like the Kaz. Kesset by Karaki is his kinyan. So his highness cannot serve as his kinyan. But if the kinyan would be through Kesset the Rohen, through his highness, you certainly can pay a rain. Through his highness, you can certainly pay a rain. Now let's say, now the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, one time it says that Tzach Sochir is not the Shmiti, is not the Shami Tzach Sochir. In other words, if somebody worked for a Balabais, so the Balabais owes him, let's say, $100 for the services, so Shmiti does not cancel debt. Debt for Shmiti is the Shami from the Alvoy, but not Tzach Sochir. But in Zokri or Bilyuve, so then Shmiti is the Shami. What does it mean, Zokri or Bilyuve? Let's say, I work for a certain person. I wash his window. So he has to give me $100 for washing the windows. Then, the Balabais, who owes me $100 for washing the windows, says to me, you know what? I owe you $100 for washing the windows. That's a fellow million. So I promise you, I'm making you his highest to pay you the $100. Let's say he gives me $500. To pay you the $100. So then it's considered that the chiv for the skhiras, for the services, was paid. How was it paid? By giving me $500. By giving me out of work. By giving me a promissory note. So that's a problem. What it means, a problem? He doesn't get a thing. He doesn't get a penny, the work. But the Balabais pays it by assuming the new obligation, by giving him a note. So in other words, so that means that he pays the old debt for the services by making a new Yisraelis. So the new Yisraelis, that's not the chayv of Shasohet. That's a chayv of Yisraelis. So Shmiti is Nisham. So we see that by Zohar or Yehuda, by making the Yisraelis, you can pay the indebtedness you owe for the services. That you owe me, I washed your windows. That you owe me for the services I rendered to you. So in other words, as far as paying, so it is high as you can pay. It's high as you can pay. As a matter of fact, I mean, this is recognized by all people in every law, in civil law as well. In other words, if somebody borrowed money to give him a promissory note, then you can pay that loan by giving him a new note. So that means that by giving the giving of the new note pays the obligation represented by the old note. So that means that if his highness can pay a chayv, so in other words, his highness can serve as kesef peroy, even according to the Rashi. The reason is why the Rashi says that with his highness he cannot begin a talakim, because the Rashi was shiti is that the kesef by talakim is kesef kinyan, and his highness cannot serve as kesef kinyan, but as kesef peroy, his highness certainly can serve his highness. So Mele, now we, Rashi says, giving the Hebish by the Shemi, in Kotak would give a Shtar Mois to be in Hebish, in a Dishi Tonga. So Shtar Mois, if I'm so no, that's not Shtar Tinyet. So the Rashi says, Shtar, Dima Mishtar, she bring the Hebish, means, if you owe the Shtar Pinyet, I have the Shalim Podo. I had the Shalim Podo. So it's not effective. So why does Rashi say Famsa no? Because Rashi holds there are two alochas in Pidin Ignatius. First of all, there is aloche, in Yosna Hesed Kongle, are implicit two alochas. One aloche is that by Hegdesh, Kesef is gained. By Hegdesh, then there is another halacha that Hekdesh is Lipokat Yodi, the Moed says many times, Hekdesh is Lipokat Yodi. It's not Chayach that the Kedusha of Hekdesh should be Pokat just like that. It's not Chayach. Hekdesh is Lipokat Yodi. In other words, if this Lipokat through some Kinyan, so then there must be some other Moed, some other item of Moed to replace it. To replace it. So in other words, so in order to replace it, it doesn't have to serve as Chesed Kinyan. In other words, if it's the Shabbos of the heretofore, Chiv shall have Desh, so it can replace it. So the Melee, so Rashi also means like the Rashbo, that Tema Bishtar, she bring me a gracious means, if he wrote, if the Pede wrote the Shtachinian of Pidian to the Gizba, to the Hegdish, to the Hegdish. So that does, is not placing the whole in the Chilifet of Hegdish. But in addition, he would have to give a promissory note in order that the Prada is highest, represented by the promissory note, should replace, should be the Peroi, the Shabbos, should replace the heretofore Chilifet of Hegdish. So then you ask Moshe, if he already gives a promissory note to replace it, what does he need a Shtachin of Pidyon? The answer is because Rashi should be like the Rashi, that his Chayes cannot serve as Chesed Kinyan. And in order to affect the Pidyon, so there has to be Chesed Kinyan. There has to be a Chesed Kinyan. There has to be a Chesed Kinyan. There has to be a Chesed Kinyan. So, even because according to Rashi, there are two halachas in those halachas in Conway. One halacha is that Veshus HaGovea B'Kesed, that the Mishnah says that for Ches in Lushin, Vishusa Tobia Bikese, or Vishusa Hedin Bechazok. Before the forest, the noise case. So, Tonar Aboron, case of Vishusa Tobia Bikese, his version of the noise with Haven, after the Haven of the Sifael on common. So it's a Kesakine, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, it's a Kesakine. And then there's another aloha of Hedish and Pokadoti that he must pay the value of it. He must pay the value of it. And Vok Ayeh, Shmuel says, Hegde Shavimone, Shechil Yal Shavim Pute Mechula. So the Gemara says, Nazor, is because in Noel Egdeshis. So the question is, what Shaifas is there between the Lochet of the Noel Egdeshis and Hegde Shavimone, Shechil Yal Shavim Pute Mechula? So from this, Rashi deduced that the person of Kesed and Kabbalah are at least two halachas. One halacha is that Kesed is kinyan by Hegdesh. Kesed is kinyan by Hegdesh. If the Gizbar wants to buy the behemoth for Hegdesh, it's probably the duty. He cannot acquire a title for Hegdesh by being a nation of behemoth. Mashiach is a kinyan in Hegdesh, but Hegdesh cannot be kinyan for Mashiach. So Hegdesh can acquire a title by giving money. So even if the behemoth happens to be in Australia and the Gizbar in Yerushalayim, so puts down Kesed, he puts down Kesed, that's a 100 Jews, and he says, this is the Kesed for the behemoth that is in Australia, so the behemoth in Australia becomes Hegdesh. So that's Kesed Kiyah. And then there's another Aloche, that is implicit in Rosna Kesed Kongle, because Hegdesh is in Pokat Yodi, so Mele, in order that to be paid it, so then there must be something to replace it. What replaces the year before Hegdesh of Hegdesh? What replaces the year before Hegdesh of Hegdesh? The value of it. So Yisraelis can also replace it. So, So even assuming the shtar, what the Gemara is saying, tema shtar shein pei deyedeshes. But suppose shtar would be pei deyedeshes. So then, in addition, over and above the shtakin of pinyin, you would have to give keset as piroi, as the shabbos of the heretofore chayvus of hedesh. So, as far as being keset piroi is concerned, so his chayvus can be keset piroi, the best rabbi is from Zofi all the river. So what does it mean? He pays up the old debt by being mischayev himself the new debt. So you can pay, you can pay an old chayv by being mischayev the new chayv. So it can serve as kesef. It can serve as kesef toy. This is what Zofi Olam Zilvi means. Whenever the Gemara mentions, in whatever context, Zofi Olam Zilvi means you pay the old chayv by being mischayev yourself. So that means through the ischayves, in you, the new ischayves pays, is the peroi for the old thing. Is the peroi for the old thing. So that's Rashi. That's Rashi. Now, it will follow from this Rashi something very significant, because we have a machlekes in Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes between the Sma and the Tas. Now these are basically going to Rishi Mishnah. So we have a machlekes in Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes between the Sma and the Tas. As to whether Keset by Tav is effective, the Tiras Keset to Roim, the Sma says that, and the Ta says it's effective, the Tiras Keset. The Tav also says like the Taz, that it's effective, the Tiras Keset. And the Rayon that the Taz mentions is the Alfusa of Kirchhoff, with the Ekim. Of course, by Bush, he said with the Amun, says the Amun has to be explained. It's not so simple. So, it's by Dushin, it's certainly Keset, it's not Keset for all. Now, then the machlokes between the Taz and the Sma is down to Keset by Tav. How about Keset by Tav? According to Rabbi Yechanan, who says that the Bar Teo Mois hates, and the Chachamim of Misake, that without Mishikha it should be Kenya, it should be able to pray there, but it's the Tav Shekor. So, is that two keset kiye, or that is keset, that is certainly keset. So, according to Rashi, we have to deduce from Rashi it follows that not only the keset by Kalki, that is effective on the basis of the posik of service, the keset hikni. So the Ta says, since the Xerosakoso is Sobeis the Keset, so that implies it's a Keset Kinyan. Why do you wish a Keset? Sobeis the Keset Kinyan. Not pure. Not pure. But how about the Tautron? According to Rabbi Yechanan, of course, the Aloha is like Rabbi Yechanan, the Dvar Teo Mois Kinyan. The Chachomim of Misakim, because Shalim alay Nisqa, the Dechav Aliyah, that until Mishikha is made, so he can be raised there, but he has to be Mikabe or Mishikha. He has to be Mikabe or Mikroe or Mishikha. So how about Kesef and Mikalka, according to Rabbi? So from Rashi, now we said in Rashi, from Rashi we use, that when Rashi says, Tema Vishnah Shabbat Yehdeishas, so Rashi also means like the Rashi, Shtar, Kinyan of Pidyon. But he mentions the promissory road in order to supply the other ingredient of the meditations. In other words, because Hedesh will talk about the B, So he must pay for the kesef. So the question is, now, the Ischaides, the promissory note, is effective b'tiras peoy, but it's not effective b'tiras pidyon, only b'tiras peoy. So why not b'tiras pidyon? But after all, there is a possible possible kesef convey. That's a kesef convey. That chishtakavila is a kesef. So obviously, Rashi Shikir, that the aloha of the Shitakavila, the kesef is not b'tiras peoy. The reason is why Hekdesh is king and kesef, not because Hekdesh acquires title in the Hine as on the basis of paying the value. No, because Hekdesh acquires title in the Hine or in any Hefetz. In the Hefetz, on the basis of Hekdesh in kesef. The same way as the Nisha is nicknamed as kesef. It's not kesef. So the Mishtagavia Bekesef, which is implicit in the Tzeres HaKosov of Nosra Kesef in Konvay, in Nosra Kesef in Konvay, so the Mishtagavia Bekesef is on the basis of Kesef Kiv. Now then, there is a Rashi, Tzeba, in the Vov of Beis, and Rabbi Yechon says, Vaat Hira Mois Heis, so the question is, what is the Boker for? Why is Rabbi Yechon saying, What's the Mokher in the Torah that Moise is given? So is the Kesef Yitru, that's the Gabi Kalke. But how does Rabbi Yitru know that Kesef is given? The Kalke knows also. Rashi says in the Metzia, Rashi says, that we learn it out from Pidim and Dishis.
So Ischaios could not affect Pidyon HaKesef.
So assuming that started the fact, so over and above the Shtar PM, we would have to execute the promissory note to supply the other element of Hedges and Bokka to pay for the heretofore created challenge. So that means the Ischaios itself could not affect the Ischaios itself. The Ischaios could only supply the element of paying the Shabbos for the heretofore Hedges challenge. And Rashi Shikin was a T.A.S. got involved in the base that a Grechan team of Vatir of Moïs Kikis. So we learn about Pavlos Hakes and Conway, and Pavlos Hakes and Conway is Vatir Hakes and Kikis. So that means that Moïs Kikis. I think it's a focus. Echel Keset Tazuterein that the Amisoil, Mish Rabbein, who said, to whom did he say that? He said, to Sichel, to whom did he say that? It's a focus. Echel Keset Tazuterein. So, in other words, so let's Echel Keset. So, in other words, for one, you buy a clink. So, that's the right of the Babylonian. Just as the Vessels mentioned, you will see it as the Bokia for the Echel's deed of Batil Moisi. What's the claiming of Echel Bekeset Tatverel? What's the Echel, the claiming, the truth of it? In other words, I'll pay for every piece of food, every item of food, I will give. So that's Keset Roy. So according to these machines, According to this machine, so Batir Moisin is affecting Peteras Kesproi, not Peteras Keset King. And then, even if we say like Rashi, that the Alfuse of Fabrikan Batir Moisin is from the Posik of the Nostra Keset Conway, so it just happens that Rashi's cheating is. And by Hedesh is the Tiras Kesef. So that's Rashi Shikin. But other Rishim might disagree with Rashi. And other Rishim might say that the Nosna Kesef Conway, the Pina Kishes, is just by way of Kesef Kavoy. Rashi Shikin, there are two alloys in this Kesef Kavoy. One is that Kesef is Hene, just why Kesef is Hene by Kakoyis. Just as Keset is Kedem Nishon, Yushin, so Keset is Kedem Nishon, Yeah. And then another halacha is that you pay with Keset, you pay for the Shabbos. So, with Keset, you pay. So, just one halacha. So, Rashi happens to hold that there are two halachas implicit in those kinds of economy. But the other machine is going to create a new shabbos. So of course, the Rishonim who say that we walk here off the Echel. The Rishonim. The Rishonim. Who say that the notion of Eichel or Yahweh or Yahweh is the proxy of Eichel and Keset and the Rebbe, certainly all because it's Keset the Rebbe. But even if the other Rishim will agree with Rashi that the Bokia for Eichel is just a Keset and the Rebbe, then what they might hold that, that by peeling and dishes itself it's Keset the Rebbe. There are no two alokas. Just one aloha. Why is Keset Yeti the whole superior by giving Keset? Because you pay for it. And that's why Shmuel says, Hek de Shalmone Shachil al Shalmuel de Chula. So you want to say it. Because in Ruyel Adventures. So the whole Chalil, the deep of Pidian Adventures, is on the basis of paying for the head. It's only because of the way. So melee, you can adapt Rashi Shikin, that Rabbi Yechad is mocking it, because I can't convey, but it's on the basis of Kesef. Now, I think that according to the Rambam, it's not that I, the thesis of the Azoki Yush says it in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, so Kinin Kesef Bikalke, that is based upon the Posik of sorry, because he threw that Keset Kinyan. But the Kinyan Keset of Moyes Bar Teor is based upon Keset Teor. Is based upon Keset Teor. Now, let's see. How do I know that this is the Hamashi? It's the Dehis Yatok and Yudushin. Now, Gemara says, I'm coming to you by any of the dishes. Any of the dishes. Mentioned the aloha of Kanye Mubin. What is the halim? Kanye Mubin means, let's say, the Isha borrowed $1,000 from a certain man. From Mubin, Leah borrowed $1,000 from Mubin. And then Mubin said to her, you owe me $1,000, no lie. Make a deal. I'll cancel the debt. And I know you can come to me with a cancellation. So you should do it. So Rambam says, the king of Asishis, I want you to do it. And how do you do it? I can also be star in English. Kids up. Gain shoyoli extra pain dinner. Normally, I react to delicious with dinner station with a top in English. Because you already came in. Any time soon, they will call you the Wednesday, the other, she called the theories, dinner be over on us. The mother says, Jerusalem. That's why she's not in the system. Because the $1,000 that is moving in, let's say later, let's say month ago, so she acquired title in that $1,000. And even if she didn't spend it, it's hers. So he's not giving her. But the Rambam mentions another concept. Because she has to get away. And here, she's really in the tournament, so she doesn't get away. So the Amuroyim explains it. I think that's the great chapter. Because the Rambam shitting is that while Milve is not effective, cancellation of the debt is not effective in Kiddushin, but it is effective in Kiddushin. it is affecting in Chilean cacoids. It is affecting in Chilean cacoids. Let's say Ruben lent Chile $1,000. Ruben lent Chile $1,000. So Chile owes Ruben $1,000. Chile owes Ruben $1,000. So, and Chile is on the $1,000. So then, Ruben says to Chile, no, make it. You owe me $1,000. You know what? You have a piece of land that is worth $1,000. So you transfer to me that piece of land. Give it away to me. And I'll cancel it. So the Rambam says, the Zayyid, he says that the deal is valid. In other words, that Ruben acquires title to Shimon Sodeh on the basis of the cancellation of the $1,000 debt that Shimon owes. In other words, the deed revealed there is in Kodesh, but Avich Sodeh revealed there, so it's more. It's a demand for ashes in addition to the counter. So the Rayot is massive on the Rambam. Now let's turn to the Rambam. And Ruben said to Shimon, "Mechel lichov yeshal yayin, b'chein tfiyesh li etzrecho, v'rotzo hameche, v'rotzo hameche." We'll make a deal. Ruben said to Shimon, "You owe me $1,000, we'll make a deal. You have a servant that is worth $1,000. So I'll be mechel the $1,000 debt that you owe me, and in return for that, I want to acquire a title in your field." So that is the Talmud. So then the number 19. Lefiko, in Mochal, in Kalka, the Hebe, in Echot, then Yochel Alzabe, the Apple Fishing, Moise, Havil, then the trees, Bishatana. So the Rambam mentions that Yilvin is effective in Mechiras Mitalgali and in Mechiras Kakoyas. It's very strange. Why do we combine Mitalgali and Kakoyas to Chodemach in one hour? After all, Kalki is Nikki the Kesset because of the Prosit condition of the Kesset Kik. Mitalgali is Nikki the Kesset either because, as Rashi says, the Prosit of Nosak is in Conway, or as some other machine is saying, because of the Tosi for Eichel the Kesset at the rain. So separate all of this. And by Metaltoin, so the Akonis Chachomim was that he can be raised and digested in the Kazan Shepora on the rice in Tzheimen. By Takoyes, so it's Tzheimen because of some Kesset. Why did he mention it in the same Aloha? And he says, Lefiha, just because. By Mitalton, you will get affected. So the Kakoyes also will be affected. What is one thing to do with the other? I mean, it's two separate alohas. By Mitalton, so Keset is killed by Pere, but with the Rabbon, Kepi Chizer is in the Kabbalah and Shabbat. And the Kakoyes, so Keset is killed with the Isaac and the Rabbon, he cannot be Chizer. He cannot be Chizer. So why did he say the Kikoch? He was killed by Chodemach. Now the Haile, because Zion was the king. Omar Abro, no yedai tizel omo, shalai hushvu hagein kulom bilba leitzoyim ito, veino kinsidas moe isklao,
ביוחי אבנו מקדוש ראשון מבנך השזקנה ויהיו לו לצוי איתו מבנך המלכון let's not discuss the rest of it it is something that doesn't concern us so it's more than for us the just as a coming in the world is in the Kodeshes so Hamecha in the world is in the world now let's turn to the more English turn to the more English now this is very important Now I'm discussing other learning division, but it's very important for all the sugyas in Mishnah. Now turn to the Gemara in Mishnah from Zion, on the Dalet, after the two dots. On the top, I'm coming to the Lord in the Kodeshes. You hear it? The first big line, after the first, it's right after the two dots, in the middle of the line. It's the first big line in the Gemara. That's the Zion Wallet. Omar Rav, Hamikadish B'nil Be'in Kodeshes. Nil Be'in Kodeshes. Maybe it's that way. Hamikadish B'nil Be'in Kodeshes. Be'ishim in Kodeshes. My Avogam is B'yeh. Imar Sovam Nil Be'in Kodeshes. No? Umar Sovam Nil Be'in Kodeshes. It is the way, in the same way, we show him the comment. I am not going to show you more my comment. So the Gemara says, how can you say, even for a moment, how can you have this other item? Because it's not the greatest annoying in that I say, as to whether I'm coming to will in the Kodeshes, and, or in the Kodeshes. Because the price concludes that both annoying, Amide the Bimecha Rishon, the Bimecha Rishon. If you say that the Amide, you will enjoy it, nor the Michael, so that means so. Omar, who the Chavri made you in the Ruch, that the Machlekes in the Price, whether the Kali Yudhi Kodeshes or Kali Kodeshes discusses something else, not the order, not the case where the man is the Abugi, the Isha owes the man, let's say Hamlet Zeus, he's the Abugi, he's the one to whom the Isha owes the Hamlet Zeus, and he says to her, I am cancelling the Hamlet Zeus that you owe me, and with this cancellation, I make the Hamlet Zeus that you owe me, and with this mechila, with this cancellation of the Hamlet Zeus debt, I want to be the Kaddishim. And she agrees. So on that there is no machlokes on her, because everybody agrees that she's in Kodeshes, because she doesn't get anything. That Hamlet Zeus that he gave her, she acquired quite a long time ago. Even if she didn't spend it, it's hers. So he's not giving her anything. So, but the machlokes of Kali Yudhi Kodeshes, any Kodeshes, deals with another case. What other case? Bochama is killing the Ishomolo, he's catching the money, the Nimcha Mono Chosad Dinah. So Ma'al Sopak, Sifel and Nilsel and Mitvei, so it's with some Kadaite, so the Isha is not Kodeshes. So that's what it means, Kali Yudhi Kodeshes. Ma'al Sopak, so the Isha is on the right. Is on the right. We show him the Hashem of the Kone because the Mecher will certainly not feel embarrassed to claim the rest of the balance. So the Mele, it is certainly Kene. But the Gemara and the Bocha says, we have a few words on it, but we have a my Kone. So it's Gemara for Eshes. The just as I'm coming to you is in the Kodeshes. So a mecha in you is in Imochu. That's the Ayurit HaSoge against the Rambam. Now, I said the Abdului explains the Rambam very simply. The Rambam in the Chasishes. So he says, why is becoming new in the Kodeshes? Because she has to get a mecha and she doesn't get a mecha. So that we make good use, because the company should also say, Vanyachar it is effective. So only by Dushna. So why? Because by Dushna there is an additional element. She has to get annoyed. Besides giving Kesef, she has to get annoyed. So that's why the Akkadim Dur is in Kodesh. Oh, well, that's what I'm doing. But anyway, so it's involved in precious against the Ramah. So look into the thesis we are talking, we are that from Zion, and the margin. The thesis we are the ninth line in the thesis we are talking. We knew it, after Pishi Ben, my love brought to me. She healed by herself. The way Chamoy is there in the Lord of Zion, the woman who is catching the new machine, she has the whole in the Kodeshes. We want to have a good one. So the Rosh Hashanah, she has a good one in Zion. The Yochel Aron, the Mar Sova, the Lab Lord of Zion. The whole mansion of the Zion, our Rebbe, Yochel Mal the Lars of it, the Kiddush Beyo Nisho, Vare Matzo La Hanoye, Shata Yochel Nitzin, the Zion Shalom. The Rashi Pirish, the Yitzoy Nitroshe, Shalim the Rashi Yitzir, the Yitzoy, 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 the She got a car that we knew that we got a car that we talked to in the couple of years before. They are arms out of the car, because I became the things that are clear. Per Zayed, the got a car that we knew that had a king in Gobo. When we talked to him, we did bully our lady before. We died there. The home of the big and the bathroom of Moise kings. Relation of Moise Ben, relation of Moise our way. The relation was always mine. The actually, because that's all. I don't want to go anymore. We have to do our bossing. We have to do our bossing. But I see that you have to do it again. We have to do it again. You 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 have to So what was the thesis we are talking? I mean, I wouldn't say such things. But this is not talking, it's a vision. He says it in the language. It's a big Kiddush. It's a big Kiddush. So he says that according to the Rambam, so this sugya in Kiddushin goes a little bit Rishlokish. There is a machleket between the Beichan and the Rishlokish as to whether Bateo is going to skin in the Talmud, but or not. So Rabbi says that we are always in Moyes is here by the Talmud. Only at the heart of Chachomim, because she will be able to listen to the Techa Ba'aliyah. So because of that, Chachomim will be saying that the Tzil Mishnah is made by the Rekeach. So either party should be able to be raised, but the Esther is the Kabbalah. But Kakoyes is certainly in the Kesef. There's the Pasuk of so is the Kesef. So in the Kesef Kikli. So he says, there is an affinity between Rabbi and Rishlokish. Because according to Rishlokish, that Mikautel is not looking at the Kesef. Mikautel is not the Kesef. But only Kakoyes is in the Kesef because of the Pasuk of so is the Kesef Kikli. So he says, there's a Kosov only. By Kakoyes. So that's the only basis for Kinyan Kesef by Kakoyes. Mashiach King, according to Rabbeinu, that Bateo is also one of his kings. Whether it's because of the Pasuk of Nosna Kesef Kong, or because of Echel and Kesef as Berein, whatever the reason is for Bateo and his kings. So the Nele, if the Kakoyes is nicknamed, is nicknamed Bikesef because of the Pasuk of Nosna Kesef Bikomo, or because of the Pasuk of Echo Bikesef Tat Bereinu, So Kakoi should also be in the and score the Sitzer Sachos. True, Eichel Kesef talks about the Talmud, but Eichel, what it should apply to every item of property. What? Not a Eichel, I mean, we don't say just Eichel, we apply it to all the Talmud, so we should apply to all property, to all items, the Talmud or Kakois, and especially if it's in Nosna Kesef Kodwei, so Pini Mekdeches applies to the Talpali and to Kakois, and to Kakois, and the basic Nosna Kesef Kodwei. So if we learn how to hold from that posse, from Mekdeches, so it should apply to the Talpali and to Kakois. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, Kalki is not in the Kesef because of two psukim. One posse because of the Nosna Kesef Kodwei, or the Kesef Kodwei, because Kalki is not Gorach and Kakoi, and then because of the special posse, peculiar of Kakois, of Sodeis, Bikesef Hikri. So the thesis Liazokin says something very brilliant, something very remarkable. He says, the Rambam Shittim says that insofar as the posse of Sodeis, Bikesef Hikri is concerned, so that's how we have Kesef Hikri. That's the passage. So there's the Kesef Hikri. That's Kesef Hikri. Insofar as the Posik of Echo, the Kesef Hikri is concerned, or the Posik of Nosach Kesef Hikri, so it's not Kesef Hikri. It's a work of Kesef Hikri. Even the Posik of Nosach Kesef Hikri, not like Rashi, that there are problems. There's only one aloha. The Kesef is that Hekdesh is Yetzir Lechum by paying the Shabbos. On the basis of Kesef Oye, Rashi is the Chadish, there are two alochas in this, in Nosach Kesef Kom. So Neil Rashi can say that it's Bitilas Kesef Kine. But the other Rashi reject that Chidish by Rashi. So Neil, the Tilis Riazok says that according to the Rambam, according to the Shmokish, that we don't learn how from Nosach Kesef Kom way, that Kesef is Kine, and we don't learn out from Ichud Kesef Tashberim that Kesef is Kine in general, Sodom Melee, only Kakois is needed in Kesef because of the posit of Sodom Kesef Hikru, that's how we have Kesef Kine. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, so there is a general aloha that Kesef is Kine. Either the posit of Nosach Kesef Komlei or Ichud Kesef Tashberim, that's how Lachav Kesef Behoi. So really, Kalke is nicknamed the Kesef on two scores. On the score of the posse of Sod is the Kesef Hikru, that's how Lachav Kesef Hikru. And on the score of the posse of Lachav Kesef Behoi, or the posse is Lugorach in Talmud, or the posse of Lachav Kesef Behoi, that's the Teras Kesef Behoi. The Teras Kesef Behoi. So really, Milve cannot serve as Kesef Kinyan. Because in order to serve as Kesef Kinyan, he has to give her a new Kesef. But Milve, so Milve will enjoy Nito. Milve will enjoy Nito, so it cannot serve. It cannot serve as Kesef Kinyan. But as Pitiras Kesef Kiroi, Milve can serve. I mean, that's it. That's the more precious and the end of Tzuvah. The Gemara says, Hadure Makartelon. What does it mean Hadure Makartelon? That's a kuf test. It's Mamesh Tov Tev. The last daf in Ksuvas is Kuf Yudalot. And this is the kuf test in Ksuvas. Hadure Makartelon. In other words, that means like this. Ruben borrowed from Shimon $10,000. Ruben borrowed from Shimon $10,000. And Reuven gave Shimon the promissory note, the shtar, in the amount of $10,000. And Shimon, on another day, borrowed from Reuven $5,000. And Shimon gave Reuven the promissory note for $5,000. So the Gemara says, Hadura Matarta Lomi. Hadura Matarta Lomi. Why do we have to turn the jacket, the coat, down the way? In other words, it's an example. Let's say, you know, you have, especially children, they have, you know, reversible jacket. So what's the purpose of the reversible jacket? In case one side of the jacket is dirty, so then you turn it out the other side, so it will not be dirty. But sometimes both sides are dirty. So then the child is told, have you not alone? Why do you have to turn to the other side of the jacket? It's dirty anyway. So, Hatura Matata Lomu. So, why collect? Why should Besdin collect for Ruben? Why should Besdin collect for Ruben as $5,000 from Shimon Sode? And for Shimon, collect from Ruben Sode $10,000. So, since one owes, Ruben owes Shimon $10,000. And Shimon owes Ruben $5,000. So $5,000 is canceled. It's canceled. So all that Besdin has to be gave back is to be gave back for Shimon $5,000 from Ruben. So what does it mean? In other words, that the cancellation of the $5,000 pays $5,000 of the debt. So we see that the cancellation of the debt can pay that. That's the halacha of Abdullah Matar Talomoli. The Gemara in Suris. That confess, because sometimes, you know, the Holy Dvorim, so Shimon might insist, no, I don't want that I should be able to collect only $5,000 because Ruben has idiots and I have ziborias, so it would be to my advantage if I could collect $10,000 from Ruben's idiots and Ruben will collect from my ziborias $5,000. So he will not stand with Besdin. Because I don't know how to handle it. So Besdin will tell him, just too bad. You cannot collect from 10,000 zoos, and then you let Ruben collect from your ziboyas. Because $5,000 debt is canceled. So how is it canceled? So that means the cancellation of the $5,000 pays $5,000 out of the $10,000 of the other person. So that means that the cancellation of the debt can pay. So that means that cancellation of the debt is not affecting the Dera's Kesef Kinyan, but it is affecting the Dera's Kesef Peroyim. It is affecting the Dera's Kesef Peroyim. So later, this is how it is the Azokim. I mean, to remark the parents. There are a lot of chivas in their parents. So the Dera's Azokim says that the Rambam holds that this sugya accords with Rish Lakish, who says Dvar Teiro is Moyes Engines. So later, there is no kinyan of Kesef Peroyim. By the Talpon, no by the Akkos. But by the Akkos, there is a Akkos of some Kesef Kinyan, the Dera's Kesef Kinyan. So Milvay cannot serve as Kesef Kinyan. So that's why the Gemara says, V'yamret, Milvay Mitzoy 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 Mitzoy. So besides the kinyan, the peculiar kinyan, kesef kinyan, by Kark, that is implicit in the Xeros Akosot. That is implicit in the Xeros Akosot. In the Xeros Akosot. So is kesef kinyan. There is another Xeros HaKosov. Ben Talkin, Ben Takois, any item of Bata is nicknamed Xeros Kesef Peroyim on the basis of not suffering in Conway or the Conway congregation of Karemi. If you pay the value of the thing, so then you acquire higher energy, whether it's Chachon or Kapos. For the life of the Chachon Kong is suffering because of Nisro the Techabalie, that he should be able to get in Kamesh Paul. The Chachon Kong will not be suffering that in Kapos. So the Kapos is effective and you cannot. And the basis of Keset Roed, and he cannot be raised, even if he is willing to submit to the call of Mishapar. So the melee, the new cancellation of the debt can serve as Keset Roed. This is what the basis of the Azokin. This is what the basis of the Azokin. This is what the basis of the Azokin says. Yes?
But, yeah, I think a little bit of a wrong because according to that, at least the more is saying, Lulu will still mean there's another way of saying that.
Because it goes according to Mishwakish.
Yeah, the Rambam uses the same Lushan and explains it in a different way. And he passes like Rab with Rab's explanation and doesn't explain it that way. Lulu will still mean on therefore on Hano, not therefore in the. So this is Kisarna Kasapinya.
It could be, I mean it's a good point, but it could be that according to the Rambam, according to the Shmokish, one second, that there is no effectiveness the Tiras Keset Piroi, only the Tiras Keset Kinyan, so then the Kakoi is we would require a way to. The only reason is why by Kakois we don't require a way because it's effective there and the basis of no sacrifice only the as a point. So then it's not necessary to make that a way. But according to the Shwakish, that there is no kinyan in Kavakin the Keset Piroi, only the as Keset Kinyan. So Keset Kinyan must get the element of Hanoi. It's a good point for Jesus. But I think that we could say about that. You see, I mentioned all that because from Rashi we deduce that the Nosa Kesem commonly itself implies the aloha of Kesem. But we see that the Kodesh of the Rambam is not like that. Says. Why? Now I just want to finish on this one. So, Tima started in the end, she was ashamed. You see, he was not kissing Kodesh. Oma Kol, he got to the Holy Source. In other words, we couldn't learn how to make our Hema that Shtar is affected by Dushi. So Oma Kol, Yotzer Gehoyso, Maki Shabaya Yitzie, Ma Yitzie Bishtar, Afabaya Name Bishtar, Yakish Name Yitzie La Baya, Ma Baya Bikese, is more as Kashi, Yakish Name Yitzie La Baya, Ma Baya Bikese, Akitzie Kese. No, Mashiach, if you make a Hekesh, so why don't you make a white Hekesh, with a Kese as well? Und da bei ihm und Käse fach, und ich Käse fällt sie. Käse fach, und ich Käse fällt sie. Sanei der Jase Katerige. So it's not Mr. Bell. That the same Käse, that is capable of affecting Dushin should be Machiav. Because affecting Dushin is a Saneya. And Machiav Dushin is a Kateya. So, this is not. That is swarming our physics. It's not a swarming in swarm. That is swarming our physics. In other words, that we cannot learn out a Hekish, that's a call in Hekish. In other words, that if one is in the Geda Karsana Sanedya, good thing, and one is in Geda Kateya, a bad thing, so we cannot think it, yes.
I think it's simpler with the this Gemara that in Zion assumes Rav also according to Reish Lakish. So in a time, he knows a lot of people who one way. But then he asks him Rabbi Yochanan, who says Rav held like Reish Lakish? The contrary. Rav also holds like Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, he's, the Rambam is free to explain Rav in his way also. Not like our Gemara assumes in Rav.
So the whole Gemara goes according to Reish Lakish.
You don't want to say Rav, but we hope he passed like Rav.
What is it?
But Rav didn't hold like Reish Lakish. The Gemara here, this Gemara thought so. But the emphasis is not like that. So then Rav himself didn't mean exactly.
Rav, I don't remember, but Rav might agree with Reish Lakish. Rav might agree with
Reish
Lakish. I don't remember the whole spiel in the Hazor. Rav might agree with Reish Lakish. As a matter of fact, the Gemara is applicant, but the Gemara is in Bogotia. Well, we have to go over the city, I mean, whether Rav is losing the Shlomish or not. We have to go over the city and go and see. Because the city of Omar, all the Kol must eat inside of the Shlomish, and then the Gemara mentions the Rav also. I don't know how it's powerful in the Gemara, whether Rav is. But anyway, whether Rav is losing the Rabbi of the Shlomish, the city in Gushma in Zion, that this, as often said, is going to lose. But it doesn't make any difference. So the Gemara says, Yoche shtam namo yinu, shtam leitzi shtamah. Kateya yase saneya. So the Gemara says, no, here we cannot apply the story of Kateya yase saneya. Yunit hai shtol lechu, yunit hai shtol lechu, hochanam hai kasku lechu, bai kasku lechu. The Gemara says, is the same guessing. But shtar is determined by the contents. Shtar is not a piece of paper. Keset is determined, the significance of keset is determined by the shadows of the keset. So the mela is the same shadows of keset, whether it's used in Dushan or it's used in Gerash. So mela we can say Sanida Yasakadeya. Mashaiki Bashtar. So the nature of the shtar is determined not by a piece of paper, but by the words, the letters, so the contents. So it's a different shtar altogether. One is a shtar push. So it's an idea, and the other one is a shtar derish, so it's a kateya. Shtar is a shtar. Obama, the reason is to why we don't apply a hekish of ma'amayim kesed. Because there is a special Jerusalem also. Oma Kro, because of Kro, the Ksida Mizgareshet, the Mizgareshet, the Keset. The Mizgareshet, the Keset. So it's a special Jerusalem also. That Gereshin takes effect only through Shtar, and not through Keset. The Ime, the Ksida Mizgareshet, the Mizgareshet, the Ksida. The Keset Jerusalem also. In other words, maybe the makish is to be makish, kesel, gereshin, which has intuition. And here with the Sakosophies be that's not child, that's not reasonable. Ukapin si Aguli, yo kikuli lahat ko nito siya akine, shin misgaveshet ki keset nino. According to Ukapin si Aguli, the team learns out from the course of those secret Jesus, another halokhe, that hop in Ukapin. So Ukapin si Aguli says, that if a jet cannot be written on Balachai or on a the Rabbonim of Rabbeis Yaguli say you can write a jet on a loaf of bread if the Ksav is legible, clear, and everything, you know. So it's a good jet. You inscribe the Hariyat Teres of Rabbonim, the whole jet, on a loaf of bread or on a matzah, and you give the matzah or the loaf of bread to the nation. So she's good righteous. Or you can inscribe the get on the horn of the paw, and you give the whole paw you give to Israel. And Rabbi Shalom says, because of Joseph Christus, not an everything can be written. It can be written in the Sefer, but it cannot be written on the Necho and on Molechai. So he uses the possible because of Joseph Christus. For another Rosh, so we cannot use it for the aloche of the Ksil Misgarashis, the Misgarashis case. For this, I believe the article that I call the Kiddush Achine, she Misgarashis, the Kese, the Toh, the Toh. Misgarashis, the Kese, the Toh. La Reshit Kese, you know. Omakro, Seifa Krisus, Seifa Kerso, Veindo Baracha Kerso. Veindo Baracha Kerso. So, in other words, so he learns out from Seifa Krisus that Kese is not Kerso, only Shah. The Rabbonon.